Right now, most commercial truckers are having to comply with the electronic logging devices. However, for agriculture, we were able to buy ourselves a little time in order to address the issue of hours of service, because we know that the ELDs and the hours of service as they exist don't work for live animals being hauled down the road. We can't have these animals sitting on the side of the road. We need them moving in order to keep them comfortable and get them to market as quickly as possible. It truly is an animal welfare issue for us. So we were happy that the Department of Transportation understood that and took the action to give us some more time, but now we have to find a way to get more exemptions from DOT in order to make sure that agriculture is treated differently, because a load of cattle is much different than a load of toilet paper, and we need to make sure we can get these animals to market as quickly as possible.
And Woodall says work also continues on a new farm bill.
We know that the current farm bill expires on September 30th of this year. We would like to have a new farm bill in place by then, so everybody can have some certainty on what the rules are going to look like going into the next 5 years. We also know that both the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and the Senate Agriculture Committee also want to get this bill done. So I think we're going to see a fast push here early in 2018 to have a markup over on the House side to get a new bill passed, and then to really push on the Senate to get theirs done, hopefully by the time we get into the summer. We have to be very careful here, because history is not on our side when it comes to getting a farm bill done in time, but with the motivation of the House chairman and the Senate chairman both, we're going to do everything we can to help them be successful in getting this bill done. And that includes protecting the conservation title, protecting the research title, and also establishing a vaccine bank to protect us against foot and mouth disease.